This is the closing market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone right now with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group as we wrap up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
Well, the market is just kind of biding its time trying to assess whether the Pro Farmer Tour, which is in the third day and ends tomorrow in Minnesota with final numbers on Friday, gels with the USDA report, which came out with a gargantuan 16.7 for crop and a 188.8 yield for the corn. You know, things I read this morning, anecdotal reports, except for a few trouble spots in Ohio, the yields are good. They're doing Illinois and Iowa today. They should be good. The market isn't really going up or down. It's just kind of chopping around in here. So I guess I kind of want to wait and see until the final numbers come out on Friday, if they gel with the government and how the market reacts to that. I think that'll be a telling day. But you know, you got government big estimates. Now you got the field survey by the Pro Farmer, which is well respected. And we'll see if the two come together. Meanwhile, I think you're going to just see the market chop around just like today. Corn's unchanged right now. At one time it was up 3. At one time it was down at 1. Beans up a penny, wheat up only 6.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
I'm Scott Schulte, host of the Cowguy Close on RFD TV, and I'm inviting you to the Summer Soy Series from the Iowa Soybean Association. We'll dig into trade, energy, policy, and the markets, and what they mean for your farm. I'll be your keynote speaker alongside a lineup of folks who truly understand agriculture. We're in Waverly August 26th, Holstein Atlantic on the 27th, and Sigourney in Nevada on the 28th. Register now at iasoybeans.com.
At the close, September corn up half a cent at 380 even. September soybeans up 2 even at 1015 even. September soybean meal up 460 at 292 even. Soybean oil down 48 cents at 5120. On the Merck, October live cattle up 350 at 234.85. September feeders up 567 at 358.10. October lean hogs down 20 cents at 89.95. Pork cutout went unchanged at 102.22. And that's been a check of the closing market prices here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.